and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Bottle Break with your boy Yaz G. And for this episode, iko-call out na natin ang call-out culture. But before that, first and foremost, I have to introduce our guest for this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Leah, a content creator for PrintPH. Leah, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you for having me, Yaz.
Hi, Leah. Thank you for being here with The Bottle Break. And can I just ask, how has quarantine life been doing?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm doing anything different compared to, like, you guys. I mean, I'm working a 9-to-5 job and then probably gaming afterwards. It's just maybe
mas exposed tayo sa social media kasi yun yung most accessible and that's like the only way we get to socialize nowadays, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, knowing that you're a content creator and you've mentioned that you are exposed to social media, which I think everyone relates to kasi I think everyone, or at least most people, already have their own social media accounts. Like, for example, we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, right? So, I think these social media platforms are the fastest way to spread information.
Pero, I mean, ang ano man naman, masyado naman yung Reddit. I don't think, like, even all of your... I don't think all of your listeners use Reddit. Diba?
I mean, for those lang who have.
Ano na yun? The deep depths of the internet na yun.
If you know, you know. Yun na lang.
If you know, you know. Yeah, that's true.
That's so, yeah, and since you've been working and using social media platforms, right? So, parang nag-integrate yung work mo and social media, am I correct?
Actually, hindi lang siya integrate eh. Parang, I feel like if you want me to talk about my job, I would tell you that social media is my job.
Oh, so tamang-tama lang pala to.
Kasi, I mean, a lot of people will say, like, yeah, I'm a journalist daw. Kumbaga, I'm a journalist because I write articles about current events, pop culture. But I'd like to think of myself kasi as a lifestyle, right? Kasi, ooh. I mean, for those who don't, like, read preen.ph, we're more of a lifestyle content churning website. And basically kasi, like, our audience is more of women, LGBT community. So, guess, yung rinaright ko, it's more of, like, the things that are relevant to our audience. So, how would I know what's relevant to my audience? Of course, I have to consult with... Yeah. Kasi I want to know what they're talking about. I want to know what's relevant to them, what they want to speak up about, what they want to fight for, diba? So, it's not integration lang eh. I think it's the real deal. It's my job. Like, social media is my job.
Speaking of social media, we know for the fact na social media has been not only a platform for self-expression, like everyone would claim or most people would claim, but social media... Silently, it has become a weapon. Social media has been becoming destructive in some sense, right?
Yeah, kasi, I mean, yeah, let's say that people tell you that it's for, what do you call it, self-expression, right? That's what you were saying a while ago. But then again, how you express yourself, diba, there are certain motives behind it. Why do you want to express yourself? Gusto mo bang patamaan si X? Gusto mo bang mag-educate ng mga tao? Diba? Usually, when you go on social media, you want to express yourself. But then again, there's always that hidden motive. It's not just plain self-expression. Pwera na lang kung talagang gumawa ka ng account, parang online diary na no one follows. Pero kasi parang kahit yung mga introverts, meron din silang motive for being in social media. Maybe you might not know na call out for help na siya, diba?
Yeah, that's true.
It can be weaponized, but it's... Pero, diba nga, ang weapon kahit sino ka man, 'di ba? It could be for good to defend people, pwede.
Mm. To, or to put someone down.
Yeah, or to put someone down. Para ano to? Anong tawag doon? May kasabihan 'yan eh. Ano 'yan? Double-edged sword, parang ganun.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So, what are the cases where para syempre call out culture has been like parang na-encounter natin siya every day, whether it be a subtle call out or a very quote unquote trending call out. What has been your encounters with call out culture? Like for example, yung kay Johnny Depp recently and Amber Heard. I'm not sure if it's really a call out culture per se, pero it's just something out on social media, di ba?
Ayun, yeah, that parang it was so sensationalized because actually none of the concerning parties were the ones who called out each other, di ba?
Parang lumabas lang siya out of nowhere.
Yeah, like people just started talking about it. And kasi yun nga, di ba nga, sabi ng people now that side with Johnny Depp, kaya lang naman people called out Johnny Depp was because they presumed that Amber was the one who was hurting. She was the one who was battered just because she was a girl. But then again, it was an ongoing trial. Actually, wala pa siyang trial nun, di ba? Parang back then, it was just accusations. They were just accusations, di ba?
It was just accusations. And that's one terrifying factor with the call-out culture. Kasi whichever comes out first turns out to be the one that is true.
I don't know if people are aware about it. The first ever call-out culture incident that I could remember was I'm a Liar, and nobody really thought about it, that it was a bad type of call-out culture. I mean, call-out issue.
Kasi diba the first thing that came out was a video of that student just shouting, I'm a liar, ganyan-ganyan, shouting at the security guard, diba? Yun yung unang lumabas eh. But then, it took a while. It took so long before natin nalaman bakit siya nag-retaliate or nag-a-act ng ganun.
Yeah. And I remember, I'm not sure which news outlet gave her the platform to speak out. But if it weren't for that guesting, no one would really know her side. And no one really cared to know her side even before that. By then, she was guesting at that show. It was kind of too late already because her image was tarnished. She was made into a meme.
Was she expelled from her school or was given sanction by the school? I couldn't really remember. Pero may repercussions ba given by the school that she was in?
I'm not sure lang ah, kasi it was really a long time ago. I think I was high school back then, if I'm not mistaken. Wow, that was so long ago.
I do remember that incident with Miss Amalayer. And she, Tio, with call out, yun ang tawag natin sa kanya eh.
Yeah, we call her Amalayer girl. And we never really bothered to like know her name. We just saw what she did in the video and people judged her for it.
You see, this is one effect or one bad or toxic side of call-out culture. You know, you just know people by what they did. And that's it.
Alam mo, Yaz, like I remember, kasi nga, diba, I told you, it was long before she got a guesting to like explain her side. I remember her telling the news anchor or the TV host that she was shunned by her schoolmates.
Ooh.
She was, I think anyone who would have recognized her would insult her, berate her.
I mean, just imagine, like for example, may nagawa ka lang and almost everyone you see, siyempre, pagka nakita yung mukha mo on that video or on that post, parang ang tawag na lang sa'yo is what people saw you doing. Parang kung ano lang yung ginagawa mo and they call you names with that. And not understanding why it happened, how it happened, what really happened to it. parang you become some sort of figure of that doing.
Kaya nga, ano eh, diba, parang, I remember, like, a good friend of mine, when we were frosh, I remember her telling me na she wanted to be a meme. And then, it took me a good while to, like, understand that being a meme isn't bad. Pero kasi, diba, there are memes na, ano, kunyari, yun nga, si Amalaya Girl, she was a meme, diba?
She was
and that's what, yeah, parang, actually, I think, because of Amalaya Girl, I thought that being a meme was a negative thing. Until I met my friend. Nakakatakot maging meme. Parang ako, feeling ko, if naging meme ako, may ginawa akong masama. Parang ganun. Just because of that Amalaya incident, the Amalaya Girl.
So, we've discussed the case of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, tapos si Amalaya. And one case I've also encountered was a famous streamer in Facebook, si Thind. There was a post regarding him around June saying na he was a bad boyfriend kasi he was being abusive as a boyfriend. He was kicking down the door of the restroom while the girl was in there. And then, it took also a while bago mag-release ng statement yung streamer. Turns out that the statement of the streamer was that he was kicking down the door because the girl was harming herself.
So basically, he was rescuing the girl, but it was taken out of context and used against him. Is that what you're saying? Diba? Parang ganun?
Parang ganun. Parang, it turns out na, in this sense, in this case specifically, victimization has become a form of manipulation. Kasi diba before naman, before social media and call-out culture, pag ikaw yung victim, ikaw yung kawawa.
Mm-mm.
Right? But then, as time goes by, and as time evolves, alam mo yun, yung parang being a victim turns out not to be something you should be empathetic about. Kasi you should really know two sides of the story. Because once you only know side A but didn't know side B, then what does it make you? Diba? And it's a good thing na...
It makes you ignorant, that's what.
Yeah, yun. It makes you ignorant. Diba? And the good thing about this this case that we're talking about is he didn't really lose followers. Pero ang daming nag-criticize sa kanya, but he didn't lose that much followers and a lot of people are still supporting him because from his streams and how he is as a person, like, if you have been, like, a real supporter all throughout, parang you would know that it's not his way to do those things. Kasi he's been sensitive when it comes to racial issues. He's been blocking players or blocking subscribers that have been commenting racist remarks. So parang, knowing that person is sensitive enough, it's just that at least there are still people during this time na doesn't really cancel out right away, right? Hindi nila kinakancel agad yung na-call out na tao right away.
Pero, I mean, that just works if you know the person. Kumbaga, if somebody says, oh, walang hiya si Leah, would you think twice? Diba, yes, because you're my friend.
I would think twice. And, diba, parang it's like playing Among Us, eh.
But then again, the internet, alam mo yun, diba, yung saying na once it's out there in the internet, it's always gonna be there.
It's always going to be there. Whether you delete it, may mga na-screenshot na yan, eh. Whether you delete it or
na-screenshot. So, para sabihin natin, oh, sige, fans, followers, stayed because they knew who he was. But then again, some innocent person on the internet will probably come across a hate post about Finn and would already, like, accept that as the truth when in fact it's not.
If you're not a supporter of Finn, then syempre dun ka sa isang side. Eh.
Kaya nga, yun nga. So parang, if I were in his place, parang, yeah, appreciate fans, but then again, it's always gonna haunt me because it's already out there on the internet that somebody told someone that I beat up my girlfriend when I didn't, in fact, diba?
It ruins your reputation and your life as a whole. Like, actually, yung buong katauhan mo and yung buong buhay mo, yan ang masisira pagka meron nang lumabas on social media, eh. Right?
I'm sorry for those who aren't like comfortable hearing about these things, but it's just like having nudes or like sex scandals out in the internet. Kahit sabihin mo na sige, you got to sue the guy or the girl who leaked them. But then again, it's always gonna be there. It's always gonna haunt you.
When it comes to that, hindi mo alam kung yung taong nakakasalubong mo lang, yung simply nakakasalubong mo lang, you don't know if you already saw it or not. Diba?
Yeah.
And that's a terrifying thing about it.
Pero kasi, again, I mean, being on social media, I mean, having social media as a career, parang it really depends on how someone consumes social media.
Yeah. That really also depends on the people who are seeing that post or taking in that post. Paano nila talaga yung na-absorb?
But yeah, parang for the receiver, kunyari si Thin, for him, it's a matter of how much is he gonna let other people's words affect him?
Mm.
At the same time, you as a reader, like, oh, I'm just getting one side of the coin, diba?
It becomes necessary to really know two sides of the story talaga. You really have to.
And you should. Like, if there's something, like, I really appreciate about my boss, is that she really emphasizes the need to, like, be unbiased. No matter how much the odds are against one person, you still have to know his or her story.
That's true. And speaking of knowing the side of the story, there's also one if we have listeners from Baguio or who are in Baguio right now. There was a time during quarantine, I think it was around May to June, there was a Twitter account calling out quote-unquote sexual predators. Basically, guys. Guys who are accused of being sexual harassers, enablers, something like that. So I think it was a good intention until parang the next day they were calling out, and then the next day they were calling out these basketball players, some basketball players. Tapos nagkataon na may dinilit silang isang post or isang tweet of a group of basketball players. Because turns out, 2 or 3 out of those basketball players, that Twitter account doesn't have any proof that the 3 guys are sexual harassers. Parang nasama lang sila. So, like, imagine you're trying to do good, but then, or you're trying to call out people, pero you're going to take down your own post kasi nag-release ka ng something that was not proven. That made me trust the social media less. Because I've learned that in social media, you really have to know what's true from what's not. And just because it's there, it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, I mean, for us at Preen, we usually tackle a lot of those sexual harassment cases. Just because one of our, what do you call this, advocacies is to make young women more aware of their surroundings. Honestly, women shouldn't be scared of going outside. But the reality is, the world makes us trust it less, diba talaga?
As far as of now, you know, there is still just some people who can't really be trusted. Whether you know them or not.
Yeah, and then yon. So parang for us, when we write about these stuff, we can't just go on saying like, oh, dahil sinabi ng isang netizen na sexual harasser kayas, doesn't mean we have to write it na sexual harasser ka talaga. Parang ganon.
Just imagine how things could turn for one person. Diba? Like, for example, I've seen a lot of NBA players being accused of sexual harassment or let's say, domestic abuse. And then once it's brought into court, hindi naman pala eh. It was all for the money. It was all for the money.
Yeah, and going back to what I was saying, personally, I write a decent amount of articles regarding to like sexual harassment. And, you know, I think my number one rule, I mean, our number one rule in print should be like the number one rule of everybody. Parang innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, yun na yun.
If sexual harasser siya, bring them to court. I mean, sexual harassment is punishable by law. Am I right?
Yeah, it is punishable by
law. And unless that person is condemned, you can't brand them as a sexual harasser.
It's true. And can I just quote? This was from an article from The Guardian.
Mm.
It's Barack Obama's take on the call-out culture. Sometimes the call-out culture doesn't bring change. It's just like casting stones and that's it.
Mm-mm.
Yun na yun. It's not really a form of activism. Eh. It's not really a voice, but somehow a noise for drama. And this is, I'm not really talking about call-out culture in general. Hindi lahat. Kasi meron namang call-out culture that is...
Na constructive, yeah.
Constructive.
Yeah, helpful sa society, yes.
Helpful sa society, and it's really true.
Yeah.
But then, some call-out culture, and recently, most call-outs on social media has not been that constructive or has not been really healthy for readers and for everyone who are on social media.
Ako kasi, parang why would you call out someone if you have the means to talk to that person directly? Actually, kung totoosin nga, like those who call out na talagang may palagay pa, ay may pa-name drop pa, kung totoosin, they can be sued, diba?
That's already libel, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's libel.
And parang, yun nga, ano pa yung sense na mag-call out ka? Kasi parang, honestly, like some people, they call out that their advocacy on the internet would be like, oh, we want change, we want change.
We want social justice. Yun.
Yeah. It's okay to want social justice. But iba kasi yung calling out lang for the sake of calling out. Diba?
Iba yung intention of calling out is simply just calling out. Na parang, okay, this is what you did wrong.
Yeah.
Pero meron din yung iba kasi na, oh, you did something wrong, I'ma use it against you.
Yeah.
Iba na yun eh.
Kasi parang, yun, the good, diba nga parang sabi mo, there are good types of call out culture. Maganda lang yan, yung call out culture na yan. If you ensure na the other party knows what they did wrong na, and you accept the fact that they're human and they can improve on what they did wrong, diba?
That's true, kasi, I mean, you see public figures who do good, and yeah, then you're going to ruin their career for one thing they did wrong. I mean, imagine that turnaround in their life. Diba? Especially if these people have kids. Imagine the trauma that it can cause to their kids, to their family.
You know what, Yaz? I just remember there's a certain incident that predates the Amalaya incident. I just remember you were talking about kasi kids, diba? I remember this actress. She ruined a co-actor's career by saying that he was the father of her unborn child.
Oh my god! Oh, okay. I know who this is.
I'm not gonna drop names.
Like we've said, if you know, you know.
You know.
If you know, you know. I mean, yun pa lang eh, yung sinabi mo na father pala ito ng unborn child. I know who it is. Oh my god.
Kudos to this actress. I know she's been doing better in her life and teaching her kids good, I mean, gets
Oh, gets
good. She's improved, diba? But then, yeah, back then, it was really bad.
It was really messy for her.
No, I mean, okay, it was messy for her, but then it was messier for the guy he accused.
Yeah.
She accused. I'm sorry. It was messier for the guy she accused. I remember I have this friend from high school. The actor was my friend's cousin.
Ooh.
I remember her saying, "It's not him, it's not him." But look what happened. People pointed fingers at this actor. I even heard, like, I don't think it was rumors. I think I saw it on the news that he was beaten up at a bar.
Whoa, it really went that far na umabot sa bugbogan sa bar? I mean,
yeah.
Wait, were the people who beat him in that bar knows the girl?
I think so. I'm not sure kasi alam mo yon. It was so long ago. So yeah, I wouldn't brand it as something I saw on the news. Let's just say I heard about it. Cause you know.
Cause color culture.
Yeah, that's color culture. But yeah,
color culture.
But if it were true that he was beaten up, that would be so bad. Because, like, what? Years later, we find out that the guy isn't the dad?
Hmm, di ba? Parang, ano eh, parang dalhan mo ko ng foods yan, ha?
At that time, like, before he was accused of being the dad, he had a promising career. Like, I feel like if that incident never happened, he would be one of the young stars we look up to right now.
True. Kasi, ang alam ko that time, he was already rising eh. I mean, he has a show in Primetime Bida. Ay, shit, nasabi ko yung Bida. Na may show siya sa Primetime. If I'm not mistaken, ha?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, oh, di ba?
I mean, that show was like, it was a remake of a really old teleserye that people, like, waited for.
Kung sino yung bata dun sa original show, sila na yung parents, eh.
Parang
nag-upgrade yung role nila.
And kasi, diba, alam mo yun, yung pag may remake, you tend to, like, what do you call this, compare it to the old one.
So you tend to watch it. Tapos,
A lot of people watch it. I don't know if that actress and that actor have, like, reconnected ever since that issue and have buried the hatchet. But then, right, hindi na erasable yon na he didn't get to have that big break that he was destined to have back then.
Parang hindi siya nabigyan ng chance of that popularity or that opportunity at least.
Mm-mm.
Which is super sayang because he's good. He's really good.
Yeah, like, actually, I don't know if it was recently, but because, kasi, you know, I watched Kada Nang Ginto. Like, that series ran for, like, a year since last year. And I remember seeing him on the show after that time slot, after the time slot of Kada Nang Ginto. Yeah. I have to say, he still has it. I mean, I'm sure he's improved from his Totoy acting days.
Oh, di ba?
Pero, I mean, andun pa rin eh. Andun pa rin yung passion yung mag-act.
At least it didn't go away, di ba? Kasi there are some people na pagka nagka-issue, wala na. Di ba?
Yun, that's toxic as well. That's the toxic thing of, like, call-out culture. Alam mo yung parang you're what do you call this? You're accusing someone wrongly. Because just because of that incident, that traumatic incident, all the passion that person has for that certain hobby, certain career, mawawala yan.
Oh, and imagine yung life niya mismo. How would he earn money if that's his only job?
Yeah, kasi isipin mo, like, sabihin natin, oh, what if I was that actor that who was accused of being the baby daddy? Parang kasi may isip ko, shit, it started with acting, like me being in showbiz. So if I go back in showbiz, parang alam mo yun, maalala mo yun eh. Shit, ito yung nangyari sa akin while I was in showbiz.
Mayroon ng ano eh, traumatic effect na you don't want to go back to showbiz because it ruined you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, kudos to the guy. You still have that passion. You still went back and pursued your dreams.
He didn't let anything bring him down. And
but then again, not all people are like him.
Oh, not all people are like him. I mean, syempre it comes down as well to the mentality or the mental state of the person. Kasi syempre, everything that happens, iba-iba yung intake ng tao niyan. Kasi like let's say I promote the idea of individuality wherein everyone is really different from each other.
So,
if something happens to me and I take it well, then that's fine. But if the same thing happens to you and you tend to have these episodes and you don't really take it well, you're really having a bad time, well then, I couldn't blame it on you. Kasi like I've said, iba-iba kasi ang tao eh.
Actually, you know what, Yaz? Ang call-out culture talaga. Parang that bad type of like call out culture, parang classified na siya as bullying, eh, di ba? Online bullying.
Online bullying, cyber libel. Like what we've said a while ago, parang really punishable by law. Punishable siya by law. And that's why to our listeners, you really have to click. I mean, hindi naman click before you think. You have to think before you click.
And you have to think before you consume everything you read on social media.
You need to think before you really absorb and before making a point. Kasi it's really easy nowadays to spread information. Why? Kasi once you post it, people will share it, people will retweet it, people will save it, people will screen record it. Everyone has that access of obtaining such information or obtaining such data. Imagine being in the same shoes of the people that are being called out with no proof at all of what they did wrong.
Yeah, kasi parang feeling ko kasi once you go down that rabbit hole of like call out culture, being immersed in it, being supportive of it, I think your empathy goes out the window.
That's true.
So I think you shouldn't go down that hole.
Kasi parang yung awa mo, I mean yung buong awa mo napunta sa side A. Wala nang natira sa side B, which is kawawa naman si side B, 'di ba? Kung siya naman talaga yung victim.
Pwedeng silip-silip sa hole na 'yon, but then huwag kang pumasok doon, sis.
Huwag mong kakaririn.
Yeah, huwag mong kakaririn. Kasi yun nga, parang I think I don't know if excitement is the right word, but then if you get immersed kasi parang 'di ba you get hyped enough na even if you're like an understanding person, you're an empathetic person, calling out someone is the best way to do it. Parang kasi honestly, Yaza, parang talking about call-out culture is like such a broad topic. Even if you say toxic side, kasi iba pa rin eh, marami pa rin under toxic side eh. Like, wouldn't you agree with me?
Oh, ang dami pa rin toxic side yan. Kasi what we've mentioned are just, alam mo yun, yung parang the tip.
Parang tip of the iceberg pa lang.
The iceberg pa lang siya. Ang dami talagang effect ng call-out culture. Ang daming toxic effect niyan. Especially, we're not even talking about, alam mo yun, kung gaano siya ka-toxic kung ikaw yung nagko-call out.
Yeah!
What's happening to those who are being called out or who are being accused? We're not even digging deep yung toxic side if you're the one that's calling out. As in, we're just focusing here on, like, the toxic side or the toxicity of call-out culture to the one who is being called out.
And I don't know if it you share the same sentiment, but I think you do. But then like, alam mo yon, breakup friendships are like the worst, right?
Oh, I mean,
it makes it feel like more than the worst.
It's worse than a relationship breakup. it's
yeah, but then I mean, like, what makes it even worse is if it comes from like a call out issue.
That's true. Here's the thing, and I think the people who were accused of call out culture can relate to it. The reason why I'm not bringing it up is kasi if I bring it up alone, out of nowhere, or like, if the call out happened, and I bring it up, parang it's just me trying to defend myself. Eh, di ba, more likely, when it comes to call out culture, parang the line is, you're just being apologetic because you got caught.
Parang, defensive.
Diba, ganun yung ganun yung, like, effect pagka dinedefend mo yung sarili mo eh.
But then, I mean, if you do it right, I mean, if you play your cards right, that's the thing, yun nga, parang, I think it's strategic pa dapat kung paano mo mare-redeem yung sarili mo, which is stupid. But then, well, kasi meron naman talagang tao na once they get called out, and it's really true, they try to, like, what do you call this? Turn the tables around the person or ano.
Meron naman kasi yung parang nagde-defend and manipulating the story. May ganun naman talaga. We couldn't, I mean, sad to say, it's inevitable. May mga ganun talagang tao. If you've been in a case where you've been accused and being called out, make sure that, you know, you don't retaliate right away.
Yeah, guys, I mean, like, spread kindness, bitches.
Spread kindness. And I get that you're going to get frustrated, angry, of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah. Pero
it's better to let things pass for a bit, let emotions set aside for a bit before approaching that person or before talking to that person.
Yeah.
And then another thing is, if you've cut off people because of call out or anything, always remember that you don't need to hold grudges. It's okay if you hold grudges, but that's natural. That's human. That's being human. But you also need to understand that every person in this world will take every day as an opportunity to grow. And that the version of them that we know is already different from the version of who they are now.
Wait, sorry. Can I, like, correct you for, like, a bit lang?
Ano yun?
Like, no. Don't hold grudges. You can remember stuff, but don't hold grudges.
You can remember
stuff. The minute you hold a grudge, that's when understanding, forgiveness go really out of the window, out of this world na siya, nag-fly into outer space na siya. Kasi nga, you hold on to the hate. You hold on to the hate. Grudge is holding on to hate.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So, yun.
If you hold on to hate, paano mahawakan yung forgiveness, yung love, yung kindness?
And forgiveness, I mean, doesn't mean reconnecting, ha? Forgiveness doesn't mean reconnecting.
It just means peace for you both. Like you can pass each other by,
say
hi. I mean, not at each other, but then, like, hindi na kayo close. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, you can say hi, ask her or him how she is, how he is, but it doesn't really mean that it's putting back the friendship.
Yeah.
And, ano yung sasabihin ko?
Spread love, y'all. Spread love, kindness, and happiness.
Yeah, spread love. Spread positivity. And if ever na someone called you out who is a stranger, pagdasalan mo na lang. Pag di mo kilala, like, out of nowhere, kino-call out ka, pagdasalan mo na lang, pray.
Or if you're an atheist, just hold your tongue, bitch.
Oh, hold your tongue. I mean, okay, here's the thing. In social media, just make sure that you create a healthy discussion. Yun na lang. Create a healthy discussion with that someone.
And regulate what you consume.
Yeah,
guys.
Regulate.
I mean, I can't stress this enough. I've seen a lot of people become too involved, too affected by social media. It becomes their life. I mean, mine is just a career, but them, it's like their whole life is on social media, and that's a no-no, huh? Like, you have to really regulate what you consume. Kumbaga, it's just like me and Yaz drinking right now. You have to regulate what you drink, or else sabog ka.
Kawawa ka, sabog ka talaga.
Basag ka. nasa kanta ka ng Castro ngayon, ganun.
Or in my own case, nasa taxi ka na nang hindi mo alam.
Exactly! Parang get everything. You take everything. I mean,
basta i-regulate lang.
Not with regulation, yeah.
Everything must be taken in regulation because you never know the ride you hop onto. You don't know where it's bringing you. So that's it for this episode of The Bottle Break. I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook, that's The Bottle Break. On Instagram and Twitter, our handle is @TheBottleBreak. And don't forget to follow us or subscribe to Spotify and Apple Podcasts for you to listen to this episode. So, Leah, gusto ka ba may plug or anything?
Kung gusto niyo ako marinig ulit, comment lang! Chagago.
If you want to hear more from Leah, and if you want her to be a guest on another episode of The Bottle Break, just like and share. The more likes, the more share, the more chances of winning for Leah to be a guest on Bottle Break.
PBB. But then, guys, if you're into like content on feminism, on equal rights, on K-pop, on beauty, on fashion, you guys can check out my articles at preen.ph. My byline is Leah de los Reyes. Just check out my author profile on the upcoming preen.ph site relaunch, which is happening very soon. So anything I'm up to, you can see it on my author profile. So whether it be my upcoming gaming stream, my Instagram account, my article, they're all there. So yeah.
I-share ko na lang rin sa The Bottle Break and on my own Facebook account. So thank you, Leah, for being with us on this episode of The Bottle Break. So once again, guys, this is Yaz G.
And Leah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Bottle Break. Remember, all you need is a bottle break. Thank you, everyone.